Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
WGN, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. My teenage heartthrob is on the phone. Donny Osmond, how are you?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I saw you, must have been in the 1970s, at a county fair in Wisconsin, my very first concert. I remember my mom taking me to see you and Marie. And when, you know, when people tell me about your first concert, I'm like, Donny and Marie. And everybody goes, oh, because we all lived through that moment. Although those moments had to be more difficult for you on the road all the time than they were for us fans, you know.
Well, you know, but that's what you do in show business. And I have a residency in Las Vegas, but you can't just lock yourself down in one place. Some people can't make it out to Vegas, so I'm bringing Vegas to Chicago. And I got to tell you, Lisa, I am so excited because I'm going back to the Chicago Theater where I did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yes, and I hear you're going to do that in Scotland in December, right?
I am. I'm going back to it. Andrew Lloyd Webber called me and said, would you be interested in going back to Joseph as the Pharaoh? And I said, count me in.
Oh, my gosh. That is great. Yes. June 14th, grab tickets to see Donny at the Chicago Theater. In that residency in Vegas, Donny, it's night after night after night after night after night, maybe one break, then night after night at 300 shows beyond that now. Aren't you tired?
Absolutely not. Wait, you got to see the show to understand. Yes, it's a lot of work, but the show itself is probably one of my favorite shows. Well, I don't know. Joseph was up there, but this is actually includes everything I've done in six decades of show business in one show. It's pretty phenomenal.
Well, and I've seen video, and I love the interaction of you and the audience, and you let people suggest songs, right?
It's a segment I call the request segment. It's kind of a risky thing to do, but I put all 65 albums on the huge screen behind me, and for about 15 or 20 minutes, it's all improv. The audience can pick any song I've ever recorded on any one of those albums, and we do it. So the show changes every night.
That means your band and your production team and your dancers have to be on point to be able to keep up with something that might not have necessarily been planned.
I have handpicked each one of these people. Oh, I tell you, Lisa, they really are the best in the business. And you know the show that So You Think You Can Dance?
Yes.
Okay, so Nappy Tabs, a husband and wife team, they're the ones that created that and keep that thing going. They're the ones that choreographed this show.
Oh.
It's just absolutely. There's a moment, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm Captain Chang in the Disney movie Mulan.
Yes.
So we turned the theater into a Mulan experience, and I got permission from Disney to actually use the film in this 5-6 minute number. And the lady who plays Mulan, the dancing is absolutely crazy.
And so are you going to be able to bring all of that to Chicago?
Well, see, that's the thing. Some artists, they kind of scale it down when they go on the road. I am bringing the entire production to the Chicago thing. I'm taking the whole thing on the road, cutting no corners, so I'm bringing Vegas out on the road.
Okay, Donny, look, we're all in the same age group. Your knees, your dancing, your voice, your singing. I mean, you're telling me nothing hurts?
No. Well, I lie a lot, too.
Yeah.
But you know, again, I don't want to sound like I'm overhyping the show, but it's people after they see the show. I mean, I'm getting such repeat and three-peat business. There's just so much happening in the 90 minutes. But at Chicago Theater, we're just going to go probably 2 hours because there's no time restriction.
Oh, that's
great. There's a thing that I do. I created this rap. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it has become a fan favorite in the show. And when I start introducing it, you can kind of hear the rumble in the audience. Here it comes, here it comes. It's a 10-minute rap, and everything I say you actually see visually. of everything I've done in 6 decades. It's data overload. It's really unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Your show is unbelievable. Everything I've seen, every, you know, clip I've watched, and people come back and tell me about it. So I'm excited that everybody gets a chance to see you on the 14th at the Chicago Theater. So married 45 years now, you've got your 5 boys. Is it 14 grandchildren still, or have more arrived?
Actually, 46 years. We're hitting 46 in May.
Oh, my gosh.
And those have 14. I'm an underachiever. Only 14 grandkids right now.
Is that low for the Osmonds or what?
It's kind of par for the course.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And does Debbie ever get tired of women fawning over you?
Good question. But I have a very patient wife, and she completely gets it. She's so supportive. But I imagine it kind of gets to her a little bit. But, you know, she's a great lady. I found a wonderful woman.
At any point, do you just see her give you the eye roll like, oh, please, Donnie?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's probably tough being married to me, because I always push the limit, whether it be professionally, whatever. But I am just, I have to just go to the next level. I'm working on something now that I can't really talk about for after the tour, when I start my residency back up in Vegas. It's going to absolutely blow people away. But there is a song that I put into the show that I'm bringing to the Chicago Theater. It's a hit we had back in the 70s called We're Having a Party. And I have these kind of like, best way to describe it, these beach balls that light up. And they're coordinated with the lighting on the stage, and we toss them into the audience. It is absolute chaos for about 4 or 5 minutes while we do this song, and the dancing is absolutely crazy.
Oh, that's so fun! I just love that you're bringing it outside of Vegas now. So you're right; not everybody can get to Vegas, and this is an opportunity for people to see you. What is the song that garners the most applause during your show in Vegas?
Oh, there.
Or the sing along. That was like the sing along. You know, what is it?
That's really difficult to say. The request segment, people sing along. There's a number that I do, a tribute to Las Vegas, that I put in the last minute before we started the residency. It is just a blockbuster. But there's a moment where after I do this, We're Having a Party thing, where I just shut the production down, and I sit down at the piano and I sing a song that I wrote called Start Again. In fact, that's the title track to the new album. And it has become probably a lot of people's favorite part of the show, because it's just the lyrics, it's me at a piano, a spotlight, and that's it.
Yep, that's
but
what
then we give them the eye candy after. Then we blow the roof off the top again.
I think for a lot of the women in the audience, you are the eye candy, Donnie.
Oh, whatever. But I open up with Soldier of Love. I mean, I don't want to give the entire show away, but with the Soldier of Love, new arrangement, the dancing again, the costumes, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I'm overhyping this. I apologize. I'm overhyping this.
No, you're not overhyping it. Hey, coming up next, Donnie's going to hang with us. What is his connection to Flava Flav? And I think I'm going to get him to do a rap. That's all coming up after the news with Lauren next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.
WGN. I don't know if he was as big of a part of your childhood as he was of mine, especially my teen years, but it's Donny Osmond. We all knew the Osmonds, and you know, there was a moment where it seems like you couldn't see the Osmonds on TV, Donny, that somebody wasn't talking about the Jacksons as well. And I was watching I guess it was an interview, and you were talking about the moment that you first met Michael, and it ended up with the two of you just being in a room playing with toys because you were little kids who were already on stage performing night after night. What was that?
In hindsight, it's kind of an interesting moment to reflect upon, because here's Michael Jackson and Donny Osmond, who are having number one records, and we're only 13 years old, and both families were in, we were at the hotel in Toronto. And, you know, Jermaine and Merrill were talking, and Tito and Wayne were talking, and Marlon and Jay and Joe and Catherine on the sofa with my mom and dad talking, but Donnie and Michael were nowhere to be found. We were in the other room playing with our toys, just trying to be kids, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting reflection upon those early days.
And your dad, very strict, much like Joe Jackson, right?
I wouldn't put him in the Joe Jackson
category.
No,
not like crazy Joe Jackson, but, you know, nonetheless, a strict father, because your dad was a military guy, right?
He was a sergeant in the Army, and I'm kind of glad he was strict, because it gave us such a work ethic. And if there was a challenge in front of us, and Andy Williams did the same thing, he would say, you know, I want you guys to do this next week, I want you to do that next week, and we had to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
And we did it. So it took a lot of discipline. And when you really look back at the career, and my rap does this, it kind of shows the amount of discipline that was needed to accomplish all the things that we did.
I know. Can you give us like 1 second, 2 second, 10 seconds of your rap?
It all began back in Utah. I was 4 years old. Started singing with the brothers, and the sound was like gold. So my folks took a leap and said, what the hey? We got to get these monsters out to California, yeah. And it keeps going and going and going. It's faster and faster and faster. It's just incredible. And I had to focus so much, because I got to tell you, if I derail, Lisa, good luck getting back on the tracks, because
I bet.
It is so fast.
I bet. So I had breakfast with someone this morning, and she, when I said, I'm going to talk to Donnie, did, oh, she broke into puppy love. And then Nikita, who works in, you know, one of my colleagues here at the station, she's like, oh my gosh, one bad apple. And it goes on and on. And people from all walks of life who could immediately recite a song, they would just break into song.
Oh my goodness.
What is left for you to do? What haven't you done? You've done TV, you've done theater, you've done music. I mean, you've written books. What is left for Donnie Osmond to do?
Well, that's a very good question, Lisa. It's revamping things I've done in the past, because I've really done everything I've wanted to do. But this show, here again, I'm going to hype it up. I apologize. But this show is really my ultimate show, because it shows everything I've done in one show.
Yeah.
So it's taking what I've done in the past, building upon it, changing things, adding things, just trying to get creative and do new things that surprise people, that take them back to memory lane, bring them to the present, and everything in between.
That show is June 14th at the Chicago Theater. We will not miss it. But yeah, I think that's what your audience wants, because they've been around for that journey and they want to relive that with you.
Well, let them relive it. That's, I think, the cool thing about that request segment is that, no, the audience will dictate to me what they want to hear. So for 20 minutes, they control the show.
Okay, this is my favorite part. I saw it on X. You and Flava Flav singing One Bad Apple. I couldn't stop laughing.
Last week, I ran into him in Los Angeles at a hotel, and it was so much fun. And we're about the same age, you know, so we kind of grew up together. But, yeah. He should be on stage doing the rap with me, you know?
Yeah. So you were there because you're going to do a Celebrity Family Feud. I guess that's coming up at some time in the future, right?
Do not watch it.
Do you lose?
Lisa, do not. No, we didn't lose. We bombed.
Oh.
We redefined the definition of losing.
And was it you and your kids, or you and your siblings? Who's on there?
Well, my wife was with me. My brother Merrill was there. My son Chris and my oldest grandson. And we did our best, but boy, you don't want to watch it. I might lose you as a fan.
That's hilarious. Now I'm all in. I am all in.
Right.
Okay, before I let you go, the most memorable showbiz experience. You've been on the stage for over 60 years. You have 65 albums. You've done it all. Is there one moment that still pops in your mind when you're going to sleep at night or you're driving down the road?
Lisa, I've been doing this for 60 plus years.
Pick
one moment.
Pick one.
Okay, I will pick one that just pops in my mind. When I was doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, I was asked by Pam Coates, who was the producer of the Disney movie Mulan, would you fly to Los Angeles and record a song for a character named Captain Shang? And I thought, oh, it'd be kind of fun to be part of a little Disney movie. Little did I know it would become one of the classics, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Years later, I'm at the Hollywood Bowl for the premiere, and the entire opening of the Hollywood Bowl is a screen. And I'm dead center in the audience. The place is packed. And I got my family with me. Captain Shang comes on there, starts singing, "Let's get down to business." And after the song, the entire audience just goes crazy. My son, who was at 12 at the time, my son Brandon, looks up at me and he says, "Dad, you finally made it."
Oh, that's one of those memories I was looking for. We adore you. We applaud you. And we will be there at the Chicago Theater on June 14th to see you.
Thanks, Lisa. Good to talk to you.
Donny Osmond, the energy, and he's just still such a bright light. What a fun person to talk to. All right. Somebody already texted and said they already have front row seats. And thanks for all your stories on the text line. I've been trying to glance at them. We might share some next, but Rich DeMura, our tech guy, is jumping on. If you have Roku, you're going to want to make sure you join us. What's up, Mayor?